Now the clock is officially ticking down for the Hastings Raiders and the St. Thomas Cadets football teams as they prepare for the Section 3-5A championship game live on KDWA AM 1460 and FM 97.7 Friday night at 7 p.m. We'll have your pregame show at 6:15. That'll include this complete interview with head coach Dana Strain. And with a preview, Coach Strain talks a bit about what it means to play in a section championship game.
Well, it's an exciting opportunity is really what it is. And it's generally one of the goals that you've got going into the season with your kids. And so we're just excited about the opportunity. And then, you know, being brutally honest with you, at that point, you're just trying to win the next game. And that's what our focus really is on. And, you know, I know it energizes a lot of people and gets people excited. And we're excited about that. But we also know that we got to focus on us and go on and play as well as we can.
Coaching might be a little bit different at this time of the year as well. Not only has Hastings already seen St. Thomas once before, and they know quite a bit about one another. Facts are, as a coach, you're not getting into a bunch of installation of offensive and defensive sets or something exotic that you haven't done before. Now it's just about playing football.
That's exactly what it is, and you're right. There isn't, you know, anything magical that you're going to teach them at this point. It's really everything you're trying to do right now is just get things done in a certain way that will allow your kids to show up and play their best game of the year, and that's what you try to do each week, and that's what we're going to try to do this week as well. And so it's just about trying to allow the kids to go out there and play free and fast and be at their very best.
Our community investment in the turf at McNamara Stadium at Todd Field has also benefited the Raiders throughout this week of preparation, being able to work on the turf and to better be ready for what's to happen Friday night.
Well, it's big. I mean, we love it. It's a different feel and a different vibe when you're there at the stadium and on the turf. And at this point of year, if you're on grass surface the entire year of practice and you're advancing in the playoffs, the thing gets chewed up and gets hard. And so we're very blessed and very fortunate that our kids have this luxury and this opportunity. And right now we are able to get down on it each day. And you're right, the weather's been beautiful, so it's been a very good week of work for us, and we certainly love doing it down at Todd Field.
We also said it before the game in the section semifinal at home against Bloomington Kennedy, but we have to say it again. It's time to lean on our seniors. They'll drive the bus and take us to the section championship.
Well, we've got a very good senior group, and we're very excited to have this opportunity, and you're absolutely right. Your seniors got to play well right now, and our seniors have played exceptionally well, and I think they're playing their best football in the second half of the season, and I'm not worried about them. We just let them lead the way and let them get excited about this opportunity, and really from there, it's just about us going out and playing our best game.
At 9-0 and one of the best offenses in the South Metro area, the St. Thomas Academy Cadets will pose numerous problems for our Raiders, but nothing we can't overcome.
Well, they're a very physical football team, and that doesn't just mean they're linemen. They just play a very physical brand of football, and that's in every phase. They attack you, and you have to match that speed and that intensity and that physicality, and that's in all phases. It's in all aspects of each phase. You know, it's the way the receivers come off and get after you, and it's in special teams, the way they get down the field on their coverage units and attack when they're coming after kicks and so forth. So they're just a very physical team, and that's their brand of football. They do it extremely well. And I think the biggest challenge for us. Beyond that, they've got a few difference maker type players that we got to always have an idea where they're at and make sure that we don't let any one guy beat us with big plays and explosive plays. And so I think those are the two keys. But their physical style of play is the big challenge, and that's the challenge for us is to meet that.
How do the Raiders not only improve but overcome the way that they played the first time at St. Thomas earlier this season to win the sectional championship and move on to state?
It really is just us playing our best game. Just was one of those nights where we didn't collectively play well enough, and so we had kids that were, you know, waiting in space and allowing themselves to be in space against this team, and we need to play our best version of football where it's 11 guys on defense are getting after it and playing together. We can't make it where, you know, one-on-one battles throughout the field. It's got to be 11 guys for us getting after it. That's our style of football. And same thing offensively, you know, it's little things here or there that make you miss on a play, and we just got to play better. So that's the good news. And when we look back at the tape, it isn't anything schematically necessarily. It's just that we got to try to play our best game, and the really good news is we've seen ourselves play play that level of game against other teams. And so we just got to make sure it happens here on Friday night.
The other awesome news that broke heading into the section championship game is that our head coach, Dana Strain, has been named the Maroon District 2021 Coach of the Year. Our humble head coach shares a few words on the award.
It's a cool honor, and that's what it is. But it really is a reflection of our football team, and that's nothing more than that. It's not me deflecting anything. That's the type of award that goes to the coach that's got a type of team that we've got. And so I told our kids it's their award, it's a credit to them, and it really is nothing more than that. So it's kind of a natural offshoot of having a very good season, and I just told the kids I was just happy to go along for the ride with those guys, and we're going to try and keep it going.
We will try to keep it going on Friday night. It's a Section 3-5A championship game. The game will be held at St. Thomas Academy. The number 1 and 9-0 St. Thomas Academy Cadets hosting our number 2 and 7-2 Hastings Raiders. We'll have your pregame show with Jerry, Dick, and I starting at about 6:15, and the kickoff to follow from St. Thomas at 7. And don't forget, we'll have Dick Craig's stats at halftime and in our postgame show.